5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's do this.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Powers Point Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Powers, and this is episode 14. Today we got music by Spy Riley. We got more fun facts, and today, because this is our Halloween spooktacular episode, I'm bringing in an old friend, Mel, and we are going to discuss some haunted places throughout Indiana that you may want to check out, whether you're at Halloween or not. How's it going, Mel?
Hey, how you doing, Powers, man? I just want to say it's an honor and a pleasure to be brought in on this episode. Halloween is a very special holiday for me, man.
Yeah? What do you like most about it?
Just dressing up and just walking around scaring people. You know what I mean? I love it.
You go trick-or-treating, do you?
I'm a little too old to go trick-or-treating, but...
Never too old. Dress as a kid.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, all right. We will be back right after these messages.
For great comedy and music events in the Midwest, be sure to check out www.madhattershows.com. Great prices and great entertainment such as Second Chance, Pat Godwin and Reno Collier, Jeremy Piven, Donnie Baker, Kevin Farley, Andy Dick, and Pauly Shore. Go to madhattershows.com for all dates and details.
Again, man, if you're in the area, check out madhattershows.com. And there's so many upcoming shows coming up in the area. So, pocket friendly. You can't get a show for that cost. I mean, tickets are always like $15-$30. So, anyways, back to the show. We are kicking off this holiday Halloween spooktacular. You ready, man?
Oh, man, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm glad you're here today.
Hey, me too, man.
You know, this is my first... Man, you're the first person to talk on the mic. First person to hear the
microphone. I feel the love. I feel the love right now.
First guest co-host, man. Hey. So you like to travel around just as well as I do, and we always like to dwell in the, like the paranormal. And we found a few places, and I'm excited to tell people about it.
Hey, let's hear about some of these.
All right, so the first one, it comes all the way from Nashville, Indiana, and it's... It's a building that's called the Story Inn. Okay, so the Country Inn's tagline is "One inconvenient location since 1851." So already, this place is old. It's over 100 years old.
Yeah.
So, and there's more truth to that than most people know. To get to the inn, visitors must travel 20 miles into the wilderness down State Road 135 from Nashville.
Just doing that would scare me.
20 miles, man. Who's going to drive 20 miles in the dark to go to this place?
Shoot, man.
So the Story Inn is the only building still standing that once was part of a small mining town named Story. So see, the building's there, but the town's gone. It's kind of weird in itself.
Yeah, go figure.
The town went defunct in the early 1900s, but the inn was restored in the 1960s and now sits at the edge of Brown County State Park. For years, the owners kept logs in each room so that guests could document their ghostly encounters. But the most well-known ghost that haunts the inn is the Blue Lady. How about that, man? Are we talking about Smurfette Blue Lady? Are we talking about...
Hey, I like Smurfette, man.
What's wrong with having...
It's all about that little blue person, you know?
And what's wrong with having the Blue Lady visit your room, huh? Times get lonely at night. So, the Blue Lady, thought to be Dr. George Story's wife, the Blue Lady is said to appear if you turn on a blue light in one of the rooms above the restaurant. You could smell cherry tobacco, which was her favorite, but she's already come and gone once you smell that. The inn is now a bed and breakfast, so don't just take our word for it. Go see for yourself, and make sure you take a blue light. What do you think about this?
Oh, man. I, you know what? Right now in the studio, we got a little blue light going around on the top of the ceiling. It brings right there, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
So what do you got for...
Well, I got a place. It's in Mitchell, Indiana. It's called Whispers Estate.
Whispers. And
yeah. So it's a... Here it is, man. It's one of the most famous paranormal locations in the state of Indiana. It's called Whispers Estate. It's been featured in many books, TV shows, It's even been featured on a Travel Channel as one of the fourth most terrifying places in America.
I think that was on Unexplained Mysteries on the Travel Channel. And it was really cool. I meant the fourth most scary place in all of America. That's craziness.
Yeah, I know, man. That is crazy. The house was built in the 20th century, which was purchased by Dr. John Jesse Gibson, who's reportedly adopted several orphan children. Per legend, one of these orphans, a 10-year-old girl named Rachel, started a fire in the front porch or parlor, which burned her so badly that she died.
That's why kids shouldn't play with fire, huh?
Yeah, don't play with matches, you know?
What about blowtorches?
Yeah, and then a 10-month-old infant named Elizabeth later died in the master bedroom. Grief-stricken Mrs. Gibson later died in the same room of double pneumonia. Man,
double pneumonia. Just pneumonia, but double.
Yeah, it ain't like this corona. Shoot, man, double pneumonia.
So there's already, you got a little kid, burn the place down. The house is still standing. This girl burned up. And then you had a 10-month-old girl, right?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have young kids, you know, that's just, man, that's messed up, you know?
But she was there in the master bedroom. And then, to top that off, the doctor's wife died.
Yeah.
Of double pneumonia, so.
It's just crazy. The house was very well known, and the reason they call it, it was whispering walls. They had rattling doorknobs. Many say that several ghosts from a little girl named Rachel running through the home just giggling and laughing. Guests who sleep in the master bedroom were Miss Gibson, who often reported waking up in the middle of the night with an uncontrollable bout of coughing.
She was feeling the double pneumonia.
Right. Yeah. So that's basically everybody died in the place. That's what's messed up.
From also seeing this on TV and you talking about it and all that, the doctor, he also had a lot of victims, right, that died.
Yep.
And he did a lot of amputations in the house.
That's right. I mean, it's just, you just hear more and more about this. People just burying people in the basements, and you kind of wonder sometimes, you know?
I mean, why hack things up? Then it'll look like the Addams Family thing walking around the...
It makes me want to go to this place, you know? All right, Powers, this is the next one right here. This is it's called Hell's Gate, located in Diamond, Brazil, Indiana.
So this town already has two names to it.
Yeah, it's already scary, you know? Legend has it that there were seven gates to hell located throughout the Wabash Valley countryside. Although many of those gates have been destroyed, the one in Brazil still stands. According to lore, a train derailed on the top of the gate, and all the passengers were killed and sent to hell. Many believe that if you find this tunnel, all you have to do is flash your lights or a flashlight three times into it before things will appear. Some report seeing a gatekeeper standing at the top of the tunnel. Others have seen blood on the walls and has restless spirits screaming and pounding on their vehicles.
All right.
Man, this is scary, man.
So, people are beating on your cars now, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Pounding on your vehicles.
And first of all, you got a train that derailed, killed everybody. Everybody assumed that everybody went to hell.
Right. Yeah.
Nice town. It was a bunch of sinners.
Yeah. And then check this out. It says, and then if you see your name begin to glow on the walls, rumors said that you'd be dead by morning.
Whoa,
imagine that.
That's heavy.
God.
When's is they, like, when you're driving away, trying to get away, you'd be like, my name's Fred. Just Fred. F-R-E-D. Fred.
Yeah, anybody.
You think that
would
help?
Dead by morning, maybe. I don't know,
dead
man.
By, yeah. Every Fred in the nation would be dead.
Right.
Dead Fred.
Right. And the other legend states that if you can find all seven of the Hell's Gates tunnels and drive through them, when you look back after the seventh gate, you will see hell, actually, the gates will close behind you.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Now,
well, you
got to
get through
this?
All seven, though. That's the problem.
Who's done this? Like,
I don't know.
I want to talk to these people that...
They're all dead.
They're all in hell.
Wow, man.
Man, that's
I don't know about what you're doing after this, but we need to go check some of these places out, man.
Yeah.
A road trip.
Not right now. I'm kind of scared of the dark, dude. All right, man. So, Hell's Gate, Brazil, Diamond, Indiana. The city with two names. Thanks for listening to this part, and,
Sticking Together by JK is a proud sponsor of the Powers Point Podcast. Visit them online at their Etsy store at www.stickingtogetherbyjk.etsy.com to learn more and shop the mother-daughter duo's assortment of permanent vinyl decals. That's www.stickingtogetherbyjk.etsy.com.
Right, y'all, it is time for the facts, and I really hope you're telling your teachers about these, your husband, your wife, kids, mom and dad. I hope you're just, like, tormenting them when they walk away. They think you're crazy, and you can tell them, no, I'm not. It's Scott Powers. So, here we go. Number one, in China, ghost marriages are illegal. All right, you had me at ghost marriage, but what exactly is that? Well, it's when recently deceased women and men are matched up and ritually married by their respective families to ensure they aren't lonely in the afterlife. It's kind of like that Cher lyric, just the other way around. Do you believe in love after life? I'm telling you, the people in the writing room that do the facts are testing me again. So, someone is surely getting fired for this tonight. Number two, beer was classified as a soft drink in Russia until 2011. Before 2011, anything with less than 10% alcohol was classified legally as a soft drink. And that's why Russians were happy back then. And if you're listening to this now, you're happy to know that I'm talking about you guys. So, have another soft drink. Number three. On statues, a horse's leg tells you how the statue's figure died. If a horse has both of its front legs in the air, then the person died in battle. If the horse has one of its front legs in the air, they died of wounds received from a battle. And if the horse has both of its front legs on the ground, then the person died of natural causes. Now that's very interesting, so I may be keeping these writers around because as much as I learn and know from history, I never knew that. So, good job, guys. Good job. Number four, 10 gallons of carrot juice will kill a person. Well, that is because the vitamin A content of that much juice is high enough to make your brain swell and kill you, along with a load of nasty other symptoms. Hold on here. Is there really anything nastier symptoms than death? Come on, guys, get with the show. Anyways, you can overdose on vitamin A by eating 1 pound of polar bear liver. Hold on, let me get to the Arctic and chase a bear around and bite into his liver, Hannibal Lecter style, and see where it goes. Another great fact. Anyways, okay, number five, and we better finish off strong or else. Number five, woodpeckers eat brains when they get too hungry. Okay. If they've gone too long without food, they will pin down other birds and peck at the back of their heads until they crack through their skulls and eat their brains. I never seen that in a Woody Woodpecker cartoon. Nor do I ever want to see that. Oh, comes up with this stuff. And there you go. Just the facts. All right, guys, I'm excited because it's that time in the episode where I get to introduce you to a new musical singer, artist, band. This week's no different. This next track comes from the one they call Spy Riley. Her debut single, Slay the Slayer, draws its influence from occult scriptures and secret societies. She asks only one thing of her listeners, and that is that you please, please, don't blow her cover. Shh. Here it is now. Spy Riley, Slay the Slayer.
sympathy fraternally. Monsters, ink is such a story. Streams is money, riches, glory. Fear is the currency. Sorcery don't work on me. Shut up, I think you can hear us. Just that vampire don't come near us.
Again, that was Spy Riley. You can find her on Instagram under Spy Riley. That's one word, SpyRiley. Or you can find her on YouTube, two separate words, Spy Riley. And find her, follow her, because I really believe she's going to be putting out some great stuff. I look forward to hearing it. Let her know you heard her here first. Guys, that's the end of the show, and as always, I appreciate each and every one of you guys that take the time to tune in. I also want to thank Mel for stopping by the studio and talking about a couple of the haunted places, and a big thank you to Spy Riley for letting me play her song, Slay the Slayer. Follow her on Instagram, guys, because I'm telling you, she's going to be big. Until then, I want to leave you with a little bit of Zen, as always. This quote is by the Dalai Lama. Do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. That couldn't be more truer than now. So, until next time, friends, talk to you later.